Welcome to the Plain English Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, Jeffrey G. Marsacci, and I'm an attorney, certified Medicaid planner, and author by trade. But I've been told that my biggest strength is to boil down complicated legal issues into plain English. In this podcast, I'll cover a wide array of legal, financial, and current event issues relevant to today's busy listener. It's my goal to make the complex more simple for you so you can get on to what is important to you in your life. Please make sure to check out the links in the podcast description. And as always, please subscribe and comment. Hi, Jeff Marsacci, the Plain English Attorney. And today I've got, hopefully this is just going to be a short video, short podcast. And the point is just please be organized. That's it. I'm just going to let you know about a huge mess that we had to deal with one piece of one estate that we've been handling for more than a year. So just here's a little bit of the background. And granted, the reason this is going on for more than a year is courts being shut down because of COVID-19 at the time that I'm recording this. Gentleman knew he was ill, moved to North Carolina to be near one of his sons. He passed on and then didn't leave very much in the line of paperwork to track down his assets. So we were playing a lot of it by ear. It was, okay, what mail did he get or not get? And we're still just trying to find what are the assets. And so one of the assistants at my firm was told by one of the kids, hey, dad had a girlfriend out in California. Maybe she knows about something about any of these assets and accounts. And sure enough, called her. Well, yeah, we did have a joint account, not a ton of money, but he knew that I was the joint owner with the right of survivorship and I was going to get that. But he did have another account that was just in his name at the same bank. Okay, we had never heard of this bank. Never knew anything about any of it. There was no documentation, nothing. And so my assistant contacted the bank. They wouldn't accept North Carolina's letters of administration to get that to get even information about what is in the account. They did verify there was an account. And I said, so, okay, we needed to get a attorney in California to do an ancillary probate proceeding. And the bank representative said, well, yeah, you do, because it's over the statutory limit. Well, how much is in there? I can't tell you. Well, for gosh sakes, if we're going to have to hire an attorney, is it going to be worth it? And after a while, the bank representative said, look, I'm not really supposed to say anything. I can't tell you what the amount is, but yes, it's worth it. Okay, so then we had to search and find and hunt down and find a good attorney who could handle this very easily. And all that in the ancillary probate is, okay, what was in California? Liquidate it from the bank, send it to North Carolina, where we would add it to the trust funds, and just the rest of it's just paperwork around it. But this took months and months and months. And the reason it took months is because of all the COVID-19 restrictions. Finally, it got done. There was a little bit of extra paperwork back and forth. Still had no idea what was in the account. And neither did the attorney at that point. What do you want me to do with the money and the funds? Look, just close out the account, put it into a check made payable to the estate, and we'll deposit it in the estate account here. Does that work with your accounting there? Yeah, we don't have to set up a separate estate account in California. Great. Just have the bank send the check over to my office, made out to the estate. Last week, we ended up getting that check. More than $522,000. How do you not keep track of more than $500,000? He didn't. There was that paperwork wasn't anywhere that could be found. It just did not make it easy for us to even find this. And so for more than a year, his heirs didn't end up having more than $500,000. So just that cautionary tale. What we generally put together when we're doing all of the documents, we put it together in what we call the big blue binder, or if there are much more documentation, it's the big green binder. But that big blue binder has places to put information, to write in information, or to kind of put it in that particular section. And one of them is finances. All I recommend for my clients, you don't have to do spreadsheets every month or every couple of weeks or any of that stuff. Just current as of that year. Put in those end of year statements that they always send you in the beginning of January, just so you've got current as of each year. You know that these are accounts that you have, so that your beneficiaries and your heirs just have to grab that binder and say, okay, we know what you have because it's here in the binder. $500,000. Okay. All right. So we hope you found that information useful, that you'll at least start to put together things in the same place where you know that the people you want responsible for handling any estate you may have are going to find it there. So as always, if you need any additional information, there are links to good information in the section below. And if you need have any questions, go ahead and please call our law firm. We're always happy to help. And stay safe, plan ahead, and enjoy life.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Plain English Attorney Podcast, and we hope you found this session interesting and informative. For more information, please check out the links in the description, and please let us know if you have any ideas for future podcasts.